Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome from around.
Uh-oh, Linus, where are you?
I'm sorry?
You cut out. You cut out.
Oh, do you hear me now? Everything's
okay?
Yeah,
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody from around the world and in the chat room to the Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show today. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done Monday through Friday from 11 to 7 p.m. on the essenceofsuccess.net. If you have not scheduled a reading yet, and I don't know why, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, or you can donate to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for Miss Nina or myself, leave us a message at the website on the main page. As you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a message box, or on our Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. With that, I'm bringing in my co-host and station manager, Ms. Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you've had a glorious day in Alberta. Up here in Canada, there's not a cloud in the sky. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the grass is starting to grow. I'm happy.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I was thinking, Nina, when I was listening to the opening music, I was thinking, boy, that's the best music to have a fire going and it's raining outside. Nice soft music. Yeah, I don't know why. I was just thinking about that. I said, now that would be nice to listen to and read a book and fireplace. But anyway, well, you have any announcements today?
No, I don't have any today. I did them all yesterday, so I'm good to go.
Okay, me as well. I don't have anything to announce. Okay, well, with that, we are, quick prayer. You know, we do our little quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Thank you. Okay, so be it. All right. Now we're ready to begin. All right, our first caller is area code 619. Here on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, this is Amy. I called last night, and I wanted clarity on something. Am I allowed to call you again today?
Of course you are.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
I just want to be clear. You know, I am just in such a funky mode today. You know, my CPA is overbooked now, and I was waiting for a bank statement. I'm just freaking out about taxes now. And, you know, I'm trying to get the Social Security disability I spoke to you about, and I just got to put that on the burner and whatever happens. But, you know, my life needs to work, and my income flow is in need of working too, because I just have these knees and wrists that are needing to be repaired, and I don't know what to say. I just feel so bent out of shape today. Do you have any information for me to lighten me up?
So I got to ask a question. You have no other finances coming in than just your disability? Is that what you're saying? And you have all these other outstanding things? So you need extra money, but the only way to do it is what? Through a hobby or something on the side, right? Or are you ready to go to work? Can you work on a 40-hour job or a temporary job?
I could do little short stints of temporary jobs because when I stand a lot or sit a lot, I get really stiff and sore. You know, my knees and my wrists just don't have that. So I do a few massage things each month, and it always seems to work out. I always seem to get an income flow, and I'm very grateful. But the reality is I just cannot keep up this stress level, and I need to move into food and nutrition and that kind of work. Because I'm good at it. I love nutrition.
Amy, I'm picking up a teaching. Can you teach?
Oh, I love to teach people about food and nutrition. I think the trick is I don't look that healthy, even though I take great care of my body. I have just a funny life of people look at me and they're like, well, you got to watch your talk, girl. You know, you weigh about maybe 85 or 90 pounds and, you know, my knees and wrists are all twigged out. And I've had a few boo-boos, injuries on my body.
The angels are jumping up and down and they're telling me, tell Amy she can teach. She can teach nutrition. She can. She can do it. So, yeah, they're telling me you should teach.
Yeah, I have a 27 graduation from an eating disorder probably over 10 years ago, and I just want to help people take their next healthiest bite and have no fear, because I know how difficult that was for me. And I was able to do it, and I know I love that. And I have an associate degree in eating disorders from college, but I guess my ego doesn't look great the way I used to look, really, you know, kind of nice and attractive, and I don't look that way. So my little ego's bruised.
Okay. That's what they're telling me. Lennis, what are you picking up?
I was just listening to you. I wasn't really picking up anything.
Okay.
I was more or less listening to you.
Yeah, they're screaming at me that you should be teaching. Have you ever thought of getting into Reiki as well?
You know, I am going to look into that today, but I have to reboot my CPA and find a new CPA that can get my taxes done. And I got a little stressed about that today because Mercury retrograde came in the way and some of the paperwork didn't come to me in time. And it's just been a day of the screaming. So I'll get into the Reiki.
What? Yeah, but you know what? You need to take a deep breath. Surround yourself in white light and just take one step at a time forward. Don't worry about how big that step is, but just start moving forward. And then you will feel more at peace yourself. But take that deep breath and keep taking those deep breaths until you calm yourself and surround yourself in the white light of love and peace. Okay?
Thank you. It just, the rug got ripped out under my life. Everything was in order and everything was great. And then I was just like, what happened? So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for allowing me to call again.
Oh, you know what? You call as many times as you need to. We'll always be there for you.
You're angels.
Thank you
again. Have a great night, everybody.
You too.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks.
Okay. Did we drop the wrong one? Oh my God! Call back. I'm sorry. I did that by mistake. I hit the wrong button. So please call back in. I can't remember what your number was.
There we go. That's the one. That one keeps dropping off, Lennis. So catch them fast.
Oh, okay. 708. Okay. Area code 708, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Lynn from Illinois.
Hi, Lynn
from Illinois. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Hi. I've been working with a second mortgage, hoping that the bank will extend it. My husband passed away last year, and they're deciding. I mean, I've complied with everything that they had asked for, but it's still in consideration. And I kind of want to know if they're going to move forward with this.
Oh, and approve your second mortgage? That's what you want to know?
Extension, yes.
Is the first mortgage paid for?
No, But I've never had an issue with anything, any credit, nothing. My credit's perfect.
Okay, and you haven't missed any payments?
No. It's just that my husband passed away, so it put me in a different category.
Yeah. Sorry for the passing of your husband.
Thank you.
I'm not picking up anything, Lennis. Are you picking up anything?
I said yes. They told me yes, and that if she, I'm just going to say what they said, pull at their heartstrings, they will approve it, hands down.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
sure.
what they said. They said yes, and if she pulls at heartstrings, hands down. So that means, you know, tell your story, you miss your husband, and he's gone, and it kind of puts you in a different tax bracket or, you know, living bracket, and, you know, you want to stay where you're at and continue on. So, and because it was so recent, like Nina, I'd also might to say I'm sorry for your loss with your husband. But,
thank you.
Yeah, they'll say yes. But just kind of play it up a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but that's what the angel said. So I'm going to play, I mean, I'm going to tell you. It said heartstrings and it hands down. They,
especially if you have never missed a payment, I don't see why they wouldn't approve that, you know?
That's, well, and I just don't know why they're dragging their feet with all this, you know? It's just, it's frustrating.
It's frustrating, and it leads to very, very many sleepless nights.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
But thank you.
But yeah,
I will be.
You just pull at those old heartstrings, and there'll be no problem.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wishing you the very best. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Have a beautiful week, thank you for calling, Lynn. Appreciate it. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. You know, Miss Nina's in there, and it's still early in the show. So we do have lines open, y'all. Do call back in. And Melvin, if you're listening to the show right now, 229, call back in and let us know what's going on with you, mister. All right. That's all I have to say. We did horoscopes yesterday, so we don't have to have that to do today. So hope everybody got their newsletter. 48 people. It's going up. Or two more, I think, now. Yeah, it's two more. I think it's 50 now in our newsletter. So it's growing.
It is growing indeed, Dennis. That's awesome news. Now that things are starting to settle down, well, I guess they're not really settling down for me. I still have a big project in the wind, but they're starting to slow down a little bit, so maybe I can help you out a little bit with that now. Ladies and gentlemen, you know it's me here. That two-minute warning's going up. and you know I'm serious. So even if you've called in already this evening, we'll still take another call. Other than that, we are leaving in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Have me a cup of fruit.
I thought you were going to say, I am a fruit.
No. I'm going to have a cup of fruit. I bought that Jell-O fruit cup. You know, you get four individual servings.
Yeah.
I got a taste for that, so that's what I was saying. I'll just have a Jell-O fruit cup. Because I had a late lunch, which all I did was eat a sandwich and some French fries. I put a handful of fries in the oven and cooked those, and that was about it. Not too really hungry today. Maybe because outside looks so dreary.
And we have the opposite. It's absolutely beautiful out right now. Too bad the sun's going down.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
guys
deserve it.
Beautiful. Yeah, after the winter we had, it was a long, cold one. Plenty of snow. Oh,
yes,
people, you're down to 1 minute. Somebody call in.
Yeah, the lines are open, folks. Need to call in and let's do this.
Either that or we'll go do our thing.
And yeah, for sure. I could be eating my cup of fruit. Fruit cocktail.
Yeah. I know I have fruit salad in the... I have a fruit salad in the fridge waiting to be eaten, too.
Oh, that sounds good. I love salads and soups. Those are my two favorite foods, soup and salad.
Yep.
My neighbors made a big pot of homemade vegetable soup, and so the wife brought me a bowl. Oh, my God, it was so good. In fact, she brought me too much because I had to put it in a Tupperware container. Got two eatings out of it. But, boy, was that good. Just vegetable, you know, vegetable soup.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
That's great.
Yeah. So I thought, well, yeah, it's been raining all weekend. It's kind of what it is, vegetable soup and crackers.
Yep. Well, it's good
yeah.
for you, too, all those wonderful vitamins in there from the fresh vegetables. Hey,
this
let's
is true.
Let's just go on and do a cooking show from here. No more psychic readings. We're now into cooking.
That's right. Now, this is how you prepare. Easter is coming up. Have you got your turkey and your ham?
I have my ham, but have yet to purchase my turkey because they are going on sale next week. So I will purchase my turkey at that point.
I'm still debating with myself if I want to do Easter dinner this year. I've been thinking about it, really thinking about it. I get Shab to come over and help me cook some the night before, cut up stuff and cook. But I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well, I am doing.
You know, as we get older, I look for the young people to have the dinners and go to their house for a change.
But they don't. That's the whole problem. Because I'm having Easter dinner here, but we're doing a potluck. Everybody brings something. I cook the ham,
yeah.
and the turkey, and of course the pierogies, and then everybody else pitches in the rest because, yeah, come on. And I have to make pies because I have to do the pies because my grandkids tell me, Grandma, you're the only one that knows how to make pie properly.
Oh. We'll see. You guys are going to have a good time. I don't know. I'm debating. You love to cook. I used to love to cook, but you still love to cook, which is great. Jeez, that is great. Me is whenever the mood comes over me, I'll be like, okay, I think I'll fix a decent meal with vegetables, starch, meat, juice, water.
Lettuce.
I think we've ate it up now, so I'm starting the music, folks. Call in and starting the music, so here we go. All right, Miss Nina.
All right, everyone. Thank you for those that called in tonight, all two of you. We really appreciate you. There was no one in the chat room, so I can't thank them, but if you're listening from around the world or in the archives, have a wonderful week. We're out of here.
Amen. All right. It's a wrap for me, too. Oh, and if nobody showed you they love you today, Miss Nina and I do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
There's endless possibility in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time it's find out.